The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. In the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report, Corey and I are chatting right now with Glenn Downs, Chief of Staff for Congressman Walter Jones. Congressman Jones is going to be closing out the show in the final two segments, talking about various issues that are important to him and we believe important to this country. But starting out right now with Glenn, first of all, who we consider to be our Washington insider, for lack of better terms, I want to go back to a subject that we discussed quite some time ago, Glenn, and that is, do potential candidates, like, for example, Dr. Ben Carson, do they even stand a chance given the split that seems to be going on in the Republican Party right now? Any comments on that?
Well, Al, thanks for having me back again. He has a chance, or a candidate like Ben Carson has a chance, but it's a slim chance. As much as the rules were stacked against someone like a Congressman Ron Paul, someone that doesn't come from the political establishment, imagine the rules have been modified to make it even more difficult. If somebody like, for example, a Ben Carson were to be able to replicate what Dr. Paul did in the places where they had caucus and convention systems, states, Ben Carson or anybody else would do less well in terms of actual delegates gathered than Dr. Paul did. And I think they've made it more difficult, and I'm not an expert in the rules changes that the RNC has made, but they've made it more difficult and a higher hurdle that you have to have won primaries or caucuses in even more states than Dr. Paul did just to put your name in nomination. You could have a Ben Carson develop a big following, Ben Carson do well in debates, Ben Carson raise some money. But boy, it is very, very tough to overcome what the political establishment, the barriers the political establishment have put up. And you think about like when Ronald Reagan ran against Gerald Ford, the primaries were much more stretched out and you could be outraised and outspent. But as you could kind of get a chance to run in a primary, win a primary, and then have a week or two to go get the next primary between, you can kind of go out and reload, raise money, get your name out there. Now you have to do so much all over the country, all at the same time. It costs so much money just to get on the ballot. Even have the opportunity to get votes is more difficult. So that's what I'm talking about, the barriers to entry being raised.
Glenn, do you think that these barriers to entry are being raised so that these parties can keep out these people like Ron Paul that come in with a very different attitude than the status quo, just so that we can kind of keep things going as they have been going, even if we disagree with them?
At least in part. You have, you know, Dr. Paul, my boss, Walter Jones, others, they're all conservative or slash libertarian, but they've got a different brand of conservatism than some of the establishment here. So, for example, the neoconservatives wing of the party is much more, as you know, interested in muscular military intervention all around the world in places where they deem our vital interest to be at stake, which is, in their eyes, pretty well everybody everywhere all the time. And there's another different view amongst more paleoconservatives, I guess they call them. So that would be an example of, hey, we're trying to keep that kind of influence from rising up within the Republican Party. But then also, in fairness to the establishment, they believe that that some of these candidates that like Ben Carson, who are kind of a novelty or a flavor of the month, you know, might seize a nomination here or there, or particularly the presidency, but they wouldn't be ultimately electable on the national stage because they haven't been proven. And you saw, for example, taking it out of the presidential realm, in the 2010 electoral cycle, and to an extent, the 2012 electoral cycle, where you had the rise of the Tea Party, you had some establishment Republican candidates who were bumped off by Tea Party candidates, some of which went on to do well in November, and some of which crashed and burned pretty badly. You think about like the race against Harry Reid, where I think it was Miss Sharon Angle was her name, was the nominee, who was a real grassroots favorite, but she was not able to compete ultimately in November, and thus Republicans did not win the seat. So that is that's a concern that people legitimately have. It's not just, hey, I don't care for Ron Paul or whoever's brand or Ben Carson's brand of Republicanism. It's like, hey, I just don't think these people can win, says the establishment. Whether they're right or wrong, that's what they think. They do think that. So, but nonetheless, whatever the motivation is, the net result is the barriers to entry have been raised at the presidential level. And now in this post-Citizens United super PAC era, there are all kinds of outside money that can be, you know, brought in and brought to bear, both to boost their favored candidates and things not subjected to campaign contribution limits and the like, and also to kind of try to knock off the candidates that they don't like. It's a really tough. In many ways, we are in a post-democratic, small-d democratic America. I don't want to be too dramatic about that. There is obviously we still have elections, and elections still do matter. But more and more races are being, or rather, more and more issues are being decided by unelected and unaccountable individuals, you know, behind the scenes in the bureaucracies and the central banks. And more these elections that are being held are much more difficult for just the average guy to even have a chance of coming in and successfully competing in.
Well, the one comment that I would make here is I happen to know Sharon Angle, and I was in studio with Sharon and her husband in Las Vegas. Oh, I can't remember how many years ago that was. And I would have to say that her environment was quite a bit different in the sense that she was attempting to unseat one of the most powerful politicians in the country in a state, I might add, that I'm not sure that Nevada is majority Mormon, but there are an awful lot of Mormons in Nevada, and Harry Reid would certainly appeal, I guess I should say, to those people. But you talk about getting somebody to run for president who's got some, who's tried and true, for lack of better terms. Tell me how Barack Obama in 2008 was even close to being tried and true.
You asked me that, a comment on the Democratic Party's nomination process. And that I'm no expert on, in terms of relative to the procedures. But personally, I don't believe Mr. Obama just sprung up from the grassroots of the Democratic Party. I think both his initial Senate candidacy and his follow-on presidential candidacy had terrific support from the very beginning, from very powerful and moneyed forces in that party. And so this was not anything resembling like a grassroots campaign on his behalf. I don't doubt in 2008 there were quite a few people at the Democratic grassroots who did get excited by him. But that's not what made his candidacy. What made it was, you know, the Teddy Kennedys of the world and a lot of other money people getting behind Obama early on. And you know, well, you can go on about Mr. Obama and, you know, where he came from and what he's up to and why he's here. But who knows? Who knows?
From an outside perspective, guys, being a Canadian, one thing that I keep reading about, and whether it's true or not, is it really depends who is behind you from a financial standpoint when you are running for office. We were very happy to see your boss, Glenn, be able to succeed when his opponent had far more funding behind him, and that gives me some good faith that, you know what, the right person can still succeed. But it just seems like if you're the president and you are running and you have some big business behind you, you stand a better chance, and that kind of ties in with the whole aspect of Wall Street tying in closely with the Fed, tying in with the government. It's something that I don't know how it's going to play out for the country, but it sure is interesting to me. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on our chat with Glenn Downs. Glenn is really becoming a regular on the program, and I want everyone to know that Corey and I really appreciate that. He is very articulate. He's very bright. And he's also very, very well informed when it comes to the political scene on the national level. Glenn, I got a question for you. A lot of people right now, and this is, I know your boss feels this way, Ben Carson feels this way, a lot of people feel this way in that they believe that a couple of things that are really hurting the United States right now are a basic decline in moral values, number one, and number two, a basic decline in, I guess I'd have to call it the hard work ethic. That's a pretty big hole to be in to try to get out of, and I think that we have to get out of it to preserve the greatness of our country. What are your comments on that, Bud?
Hard to disagree with that. De Tocqueville said that America is great because Americans are good, and if Americans cease to be good, America would cease to be great. You take a look at the all of the metrics that you just referenced, and it's difficult to say that, that many of the trends are going in the right direction right now. Obviously, people come from different faith backgrounds, or some people don't have any faith at all, but I think where people come address this issue of hard work, address the issue of personal responsibility, a responsibility towards others in terms of a community sense, that's at least informed by where people's value system, and I think those value systems have seriously eroded in my adult lifetime, which I'm, you know, I'm older than Corey, but I'm younger than you, Al, and in my literally adult
not much.
Well, thanks, Al. My adult lifetime, it's shocking to see how things have progressed or regressed, probably more accurately, and towards the end of the since this is Corlin Economics Report, there are economic consequences to this. If people don't work hard, you know, they don't save, they don't put the future before today, delay gratification, those kinds of things, there are the macroeconomic sense, this is reflected. So we have gone from being the world, in my adult lifetime, the world's greatest creditor nation to the world's greatest debtor nation. We have gotten people who, I can tell you, working in a congressional office, there are people who would frank, if you have a frank conversation with them, they can understand that government programs as they're currently constructed are unsustainable, that some of them really are structured like Ponzi schemes. You must have, like Social Security, and I realize how many people depend upon that or depend upon the prospect of it, but the way the system's structured, we all know, requires more and more and more and more people coming in at the bottom of the pyramid, and it becomes a mathematically impossible to sustain system. We all know this. You can have a conversation with a constituent, and they know that. But what they say is, it may be a Ponzi scheme, but I paid into that Ponzi, and now I want to collect from it. And frankly, what they hope is that not every single person, obviously, but there's a disturbingly large contingent of people who think, hey, I want to get in on it, and then hopefully, you know, the great reckoning comes after I'm in on it. I'm in on the program, and then the next guy doesn't get his. It's like, I want to get paid. Yeah, I find out that Bernie Madoff's running a Ponzi scheme. It's terrible, but don't shut down Bernie until I collect, and then the next guy gets stuck with it. And there's an awful lot of that attitude out there in the country. It's very disturbing, and it makes you wonder out loud whether we are going to be able to, as a society, come up and have a reckoning, an accounting reckoning, and it is accounting, it's a moral reckoning that results in being an accounting reckoning, where we're going to have that reckoning before there is a crisis. Do we have the moral fiber as a country to face up to the mathematic, demographic, and compound interest problems that we have before a crisis forces us to face up to them? And that is at its core, a moral question.
Glenn, you mentioned the community aspect, getting back to this feeling of people caring for each other because they're all part of the community. I think this is a great mentality, and I think this is the mentality that we need to have. Do you think that if the government went more in the ways of giving the states more power rather than having it so concentrated on the federal over top of every state level, that people would feel more confident about what they could do back at home rather than feeling like Washington is controlling them and they have no idea what they're going through in their own little communities?
Well, I mean, I think it would make things better than would otherwise be the case, in the sense that this whole notion of devolution of government, even if you think something that's a function that government should be performing, having decisions made at the school board, local board of education, rather than the U.S. Department of Education, yeah, you would have people more, feeling like they were more empowered, and they probably would be more empowered. But we're now to the point, Corey, as you know, where we're sort of beyond that. There is not one new government program or one new spending commitment made to just honor the commitments that have already been made is really almost a mathematical impossibility. And this has been worked out. The comptroller of the currency and outside groups, or rather the comptroller general of the United States and outside groups have done similar mathematical work where they look at the actuarial debt and deficits of the government, and they're much, much higher than the current debt and deficit of our government. In other words, the promises that have been made far, far outstrip what has been so far shown up on the cash flow books of the government. And so the contingent liabilities of the federal government total as much as about $200 trillion. Well, every asset in the United States of America doesn't total $200 trillion. In other words, if somehow you could liquidate every asset in the United States, even privately held, and it flowed into the government so the government can pay what the government has promised somebody, there's still not enough money. It's beyond devolution and empowering local communities from a governmental standpoint. I just think a lot of promises that have been made by government just simply will not be honored. They will not be honored because they mathematically cannot be honored. They just somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. And that's been going on now. I personally don't think the financial crisis ever ended. We just went through we had the first season in 2008, 2009. We've had something of a lull in the storm here because of money printing and debt printing and regulatory forbearance of financial institutions and all those sorts of things. But when the next round of this comes, people are going to find out that a lot of people were made whole from the last round of crisis at their expense. And you're going to find other interests trying to make themselves whole or keep themselves above water or bailed out or whatever term you want to make. And during the next big round of this crisis, and it will be at the expense of something like something that they as an individual were planning on getting.
Glenn, I got to tell you, we appreciate your input consistently. We're going to get you back on the show as often as time permits on your end and our end. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back with Glenn's boss, Congressman Walter Jones.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $1. $9.79. Two cases for only $3.55. Or get three cases for only $5.15. And all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Last two segments of the show devoted to certainly one of my favorite American leaders, and that is Congressman Walter Jones. Congressman, great to have you back on the show, sir. Thank you.
Al, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and I always enjoy listening to you and talking with you, and I hope that your listeners benefit, and most of them agree with us.
Well, I would think that most of our listeners do agree with us. I want to start this thing out and then turn it over to Corey. But the first question I want to ask you, Congressman, is this. Madeleine Murray, as you brought out when we were talking off mic, basically took the concept of God out of the public. And that was during the Vietnam War, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Since then, you made a very, very good comment when you said, look what's happened to America since that time. Could you elaborate on that for us?
Well, we see crime in the streets. We see families where there's only one parent at home and the child gets in trouble, whether it be at school or outside of the school situation. We have more and more problems with youth in this nation. There's some very fine young people, but there are also some children who are in trouble. And I will believe to the day I pass on that, quite frankly, if we have continued to have school prayer, and Al, you and Corey might remember, but in America, when the teacher would say, I'm going to read a Bible verse today, and it would be a very brief Bible verse, and if you don't believe or don't want to hear what, just put your head on the desk, it's not going to be but a reading of 1 or 2 minutes. Look at the movies today. Look at pornographic TV shows, almost pornographic, I should say. And you know, people say, well, The Islamic people hate America. Many of them hate because of what we have become in this country. It is, quite frankly, I've had a couple of people from the Islamic countries that say to me, Congressman, your country is not what it used to be. They don't seem to want to defend the Christian religion or live by certain principles that are Islamic as well as Christian. I mean, Pat Buchanan wrote an article for American Conservative a few months ago that talked about Russia under Putin had more religious freedom than we have in America. I read that article three times. I could not believe it. But I'm a big fan of Pat Buchanan's, and I do believe it. But, I mean, the point is, we in America have allowed this country to go away. I mean, there's Mr. Obama pushing, you know, homosexuality in our military. Chaplains are saying that. Do I have to marry a soldier and a soldier of the same sex when they come before me and say we want to get married in the military? I mean, all these things, Al and Corey, these are things that have really seemed to have festered in the last 10 to 12 years.
Congressman, I grew up by going to a public elementary school and then a religious private school. And personally, I believe that religion should be the choice of the individual and they should be allowed to practice whatever religion freely. What I don't understand is how did religion become such a political issue where it feels like the politicians need to step in and tell people what they can or can't do?
Well, I think ACLU, you mentioned this in one segment, that the ACLU and these other very liberal groups, many of them are atheist groups. In my campaign in the primary, we had an atheist group to come to say I was at the bottom of the list. I was next to the last as far as having any respect for me because I'm a man of faith who lives my faith. I talk about it on the floor when I ask God to bless our men and women in uniform. So the whole thing has happened because we have not fought for our rights, and our rights are based on the Bible and the Constitution, and our rights mean that I can be a religious man as long as I respect you for not being a religious person. And that's what I'm saying is missing in America, that the churches that at one time, as Tocqueville said, Newt Gingrich has quoted it many times, that Tocqueville said many times, the flame in the pulpit has made America a great nation. Of course, that's going back to the 1830s or 40s. But that's what's missing. And I know I'm a convert to Catholicism. I've been in Protestant churches. I've been in the Catholic churches. And the priests and the ministers do still talk with flame in the sermons or the homily, as we call it, in the Catholic Church. But the point is that we in America have got to come back to the Judeo-Christian values that you mentioned a few minutes ago. If not, then I'm not sure that we can be saved.
You know, the million-dollar question is, can the country be saved if we don't get back to Judeo-Christian principles? I think I could argue, take out the word think, I know I could argue very, very compellingly that without a basic belief, their society simply cannot go forward. And the thing that I find really interesting about this is I really have to wonder, Congressman, if this isn't perhaps a test. You know, God gave us free will. We could do with it whatever he wanted. What we do with our free will is what's going to take us in the direction either positively or negatively. And I would have to say right now that American society and a lot of societies around the world are taking their free will and marching right down the wrong path. Do you agree?
I agree totally, because I think that, again, if you live in a country that was built on the Judeo-Christian values that made America what it was years and years ago, and you do not uphold those values, I mean, history has proven, whether it be Rome or any other great nation, the nations that forget its foundation will crumble and fall. And if there's anyone that does not think America that cannot even pay its America cannot even pay its debt without raising the debt ceiling and borrowing money from foreign governments to pay our bills here, then when you factor in the morality issues and the threat to Christian values in this country, or even the other religions too as well, I mean, then we're in deep trouble.
So, Congressman, do you think that we need back at home some more religious leadership, or do you think that it just kind of flows into all of our lives, which include going to school and seeing politicians lead this sort of a lifestyle?
Well, I truly believe that leadership, if we had it at the highest level where a president was a man, a woman of faith that lived that faith and happened to be of the Christian faith and lived that kind of faith. I think that we can set examples. No, we cannot make individuals believe, nor should we even try to believe as we do. We just tell them why we feel the way we do and hope that they want to investigate why Walter Jones or Al Colin seems to be a happy man. Is it because of what reason? Well, it's because I tell people constantly I love Jesus Christ with all my heart. And I say that in civic clubs. So I want people to know when I speak that I base my decisions, sometimes very difficult and tough decisions, on my faith. And I say, I love Jesus Christ with all my heart. I don't have to just say it when I'm speaking to a church group, and I'm not ashamed to say it, but if you don't want to say that, then fine, that's fine. People will see the light that you live your life in, and that will make the difference.
We got about a minute left in this segment, and then I want to segue into another subject, although it's a subject that is, I think, very, very closely related to what we've been talking about. And just as a bit of an introduction here, you know, when you look at where America has gone since, you mentioned the Madeleine Murray days, okay, the Vietnam War, etc., and I think that one could state with really, really without any chance of, or without any possibility of negating the statement, that one could state that from a moral standpoint, our country really, really has deteriorated, and that simply is a fact in my mind. It also strikes me, however, being a student of economics and being involved in this industry for as long as I've been involved in it as a consultant, I can point to the fact that financially, America has literally, for all practical purposes, collapsed since the Vietnam War. We're in a situation right now. It could very definitely be the proverbial river of no return, so to speak. I want to get your views on that, Congressman. We're going to be right back. Corey and I will be speaking with Congressman Walter Jones again.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of the weekend edition of the Cleveland Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our conversation with Congressman Walter Jones. Al, at the end of last segment, you alluded to the topic that we were going to be covering in this segment, dealing with the financial situation of the U.S. in general. We know, and we talk about it on a consistent basis, the mounting amount of debt in the system. We also know and keep on hearing headlines, it seems like, about twice a year, having to raise a debt ceiling, something you touched on last segment there, Congressman. It just feels like we're not getting our house of cards in order, and we continue to pile on more debt. We hear excuses that other countries are doing that, but the U.S. is supposed to be a world leader. Why can't they step up and really take charge of this situation, Congressman?
Corey, the main reason is because we continue to play the game of being a debtor nation. We want to borrow money instead of save money. We want to spend instead of being frugal. And I will tell you that the last time I voted for a debt ceiling increase was 1997. And, Corey, in 1997, the debt of our nation was $5.7 trillion. Today, it is over $17 trillion. Under President George Bush, the Congress raised the debt ceiling 7 out of the 8 years that President Bush was in office. Mr. Obama, President Obama, has only been in office for 5 years, a little over 5 years, and we've also raised the debt ceiling 7 times in 5 years. How in the world can you get a handle on the debt of a nation when you know that what you're going to do is keep spending and keep borrowing? That's all. That's what we're doing. And that's why when we hit $21 trillion, I guarantee you we're going to look just like Greece. The collapse would have taken place. I don't vote for these debt ceiling increases. I explained that last time I did was 1997, and the debt was $5.7 trillion. And I'm disappointed in the House leadership of Mr. Boehner, quite frankly, continues to raise the debt ceiling, raise the debt ceiling. There will come a day of awakening. There's no question about it.
Here's the million-dollar question, sir. Why is it happening?
The reason for it happening, the last time that the debt ceiling was raised was about 5 months ago, and a group of us in the Republican Party, 40 of us, and I was one of those, were not going to vote to raise the debt ceiling. And so I think Mr. Boehner got word from Wall Street, if you don't raise the debt ceiling, we're going to have a, a run on the markets and everything, and it's not going to be good for our country. So the next thing I know, Mr. Boehner announced that he's got the Democrats to vote with about 50 Republicans. And that's what passed it.
Congressman, you mentioned Wall Street, and I think Wall Street plays a big factor in this because
no question about it.
Yeah, can you maybe elaborate and explain why you would agree with me on that one?
Well, I agree with you because I looked at the bailout of Wall Street. When those who absolutely had no business having their taxpayer of this country to bail them out, and I didn't vote for that either, by the way, we bailed out Wall Street. And those who had committed the manipulation of the finances of our country, they were rewarded. They got bonuses. They got their country club dues paid. They got their yachts with fuel in it to take trips around the world. I mean, that's why the American people are frustrated and quite frankly, many fed up, because they see that those who have created the problems get rewarded for creating the problems instead of being chastised for creating the problems. I mean, I know it's maybe a little bit different than what I've said, but that's really what is the frustration of this country, is that those who commit the problems get rewarded, and those of us who try to do what's right, we just keep paying more taxes.
You keep paying more taxes, and you are told what you can say and what you can't say, and you're told what you can believe and what you can't believe. Boy, I have to tell you, you know, it is an interesting time that we live in. I think the whole thing in the United States, though, has spiraled out of hand to the point where there is no solution other than burn the house down and start to rebuild it. Now, that sounds like a dramatic thing to say. But the only reason I say that is you and I, you know, and Corey are, you know, we've got IQ somewhat above 10, I would have to say, and we know quite a bit about, finance, et cetera. And, you know, when you look at the balance sheet and the income statement of the United States, would you invest in a company, a publicly traded company that had financial statements like that? I guarantee you I wouldn't.
No, absolutely not. And that's why I sincerely believe that we've got to have in 2016, there are a number of people, and I won't name one, two, or three, but Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, people like that, Michelle Bachmann, people that really understand where we are having this conversation. They're there also, and they know that it's not a luxury of time. We are on a 12-hour clock, and we as a nation are in the 11th hour.
I feel as well, guys, that there has been a renewed interest and faith in this idea that we need to clean up the system. I think the younger generation, due to Ron Paul, has really helped to catch on to this. Now we have Rand coming down. There's also the older generation that sees the issue that we're in. So I think that there are people out there that would get behind this movement. It just seems, Congressman, like we don't have anybody to lead this movement yet.
Well, I'm not sure we do, but I believe after another year or two of the current administration, I believe America is going to be suffering badly, and I think that individual, and it could be one of those that I've named or you've named, that will emerge, because America, again, is in the 11th hour of a 12-hour clock. There is no 1 a.m. We are in the 11th hour, and I will tell you that I believe sincerely America is going to be hurting more in 2015. I know that because I know the budget problems that are going to be faced here in Washington. 2015, they're going to feel more pain than they are in 2014.
Here's a million-dollar question, sir. We got 2016 coming up. I don't know how the elections are going to come out this year in 2014. My guess is that it's going to be interesting. I think the Republicans are going to move up a little bit. But having said that, 2016 is going to be really, really interesting. And I've had this conversation with Dr. Paul. I've had this conversation with Jeff Dice. I've had the conversation with your chief of staff, Glenn Downs. Do you think the Republicans really stand a chance in 2016 to get back the presidency? I really question, because so many of the people in our country are totally unaware there's a problem, number one, and number two, totally dependent on the government.
Al, I really do think that I'm going to have to leave after this because I got to go testify for the Rules Committee. But I must tell you that I believe that the pain is going to be so severe that there's going to be an opportunity in 2016 that we don't really see today.
Thank you for your time, Congressman. Walter Jones, we always love
you. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, too, sir. We'll have you on again as soon as we can. Bye-bye. You know, Corey, I have to tell you, he's a very, very interesting man. In my opinion, we need more leaders like Congressman Walter Jones and former Congressman Ron Paul, etc. I mean, these are guys with principles, you know. And I find it really sad, and I'm going to give you the final word here on this one, you know, because I'd like to get a perspective from a different generation, you know, and from a guy who's probably smarter than I am. But I find it to be very, very disconcerting that our country is going the way that it is. And I have to tell you, boy, you guys are head and shoulders above us right now, and that must change in the United States for our mutual survival. You got the final word, my friend.
The one thing I must say, talking to Congressman Walter Jones, you really get the feeling that he is just a genuine individual. He's not out there to win votes. Obviously, he does need votes, but he just seems to be one of those guys talking off mic to him, talking on mic. He is just a truly honest, it feels like, individual who wants the best for the country and is trying to do everything he can, whether it be voting against certain bills or trying to rally certain other individuals in his party. He really is one of those congressmen, one of those politicians that make you feel good about having a system that we do, and hope that we can have more people like him rise to leadership and lead the country moving forward.
Well, the problem is you have a philosophy right now, a way of thinking right now from folks who are saying, you know, we're entitled, we need it, gimme, gimme, gimme. And Walter Jones, being from the South, being a very well-educated individual, I can guarantee you, he didn't get to be where he is because of any kind of handouts. Ladies and gentlemen, we really hope you've enjoyed the show. What do you think about all of this stuff?
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. To